I think I've never cheated before.
I like that. Really?
Ask any of my exes. I've forgiven someone who has cheated on me before.
If you did you stay in a relationship?
Yeah. More for like a month after, and then I couldn't do it again.
Okay. Mama, when I was in uni, I cheated on my ex. And you know how he found out?
How?
So his ex still liked him.
Oh, come on.
And
she saw you.
No, let me that, like, God was like, see this girl, let me just open my Hi guys.
Hi.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Look Creative Spirit Podcast. I'm Valerie.
I'm T.
And we have a very, very special guest in the house.
Oh my God. Yes, make some noise, everybody.
Woo-woo. He's special for two reasons, or so many other reasons, but on this podcast for two reasons. Because number one, he's both our friends. And number two, he's both our friend. He's our friend. Yeah. and number two, he's our first male guest. So I know you people already know who he is, but shout out Fresha.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, what up, man? It's Freshy. It's Freshy, man. Yeah.
Fresh box.
Freshy low.
Sorry.
Freshy low, fresh L.
I'm really, I feel like we need to fight on that Freshy low. For a long time, I was the only one calling him Freshy Lou.
Yes,
that now,
is true.
Now, somehow, he answered.
I think Freshy Lou is quite Raz.
And so?
It caught on.
If just someone called him Freshy, and he's saying, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I like Freshbox.
Valerie is the only person that says Freshbox.
I'm going back to calling
him Freshy. I swear someone said Freshbox.
I think online or something.
Yeah. And then, like, that's where I got it from. Why would
I'm
I just
back to
Fresh
calling books? You Fresh Air, because at least Freshy Lou was cute.
Not
now.
Fresh Air.
Actually, man, like, just call me Laddie.
No.
I actually call you Laddie.
Yeah, I like that.
I call him Laddie.
She does.
So, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing? How you guys doing?
We're good.
Thanks so much, man, for coming on the podcast.
Sure,
thanks for my birthday.
Hey, man, you already know
Fresh was one of the people that came through. My friends love me.
Also, Fresh Air is the reason why I'm not wearing a sleeve out makeup, because yesterday night, from when I saw him till when I left him, we were just drinking. Oh my God, do you remember that babe that fell on our table?
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. That actually happened.
A lot of things happen in Hot Box. You see, just have to be there.
It was
backdoor.
Backdoor stories, man.
It was backdoor.
Yeah, backdoor Hot Box too.
I feel like backdoor is always sensational. Mm-hmm. Like, since they reopened, the first time I went to backdoor after they reopened, I thought I lost my bag.
Oh, yes! I remember. Okay, you found it now. Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
It girl!
Now. It was like right. I'd be back. He had fallen down.
My
or something.
Sister. And then yesterday, when that babe fell down.
How did she fall? Like,
someone
coming
pushed
off.
Her.
Like, a guy pushed her accidentally.
He accidentally pushed
and
her.
And she literally fell, like.
Just went, bagaga.
Broke the bottle. I've never seen a 42 bottle.
Yeah,
like,
the 42 bottle broke.
Yeah.
We couldn't drink it again now because there can be glass inside.
Honestly, man, it's crazy.
That was the end of it.
So
that.
She literally, like, Nollywood like,
she's
yeah.
scattered the whole table.
So wait, I have a question. As she fell, what did you lot do?
You know, to be honest, she, her friend, like, the
guy,
her friend came to, like, pull her up and stuff, and Fresh had sprayed me money in the club, and I wanted to give her. So I told babe to find her. Like, I wanted to give her the money. That was even part of why I left late. I kept, like, Where is she? But I feel like she was probably like covering her bruises because she would have hurt herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I thought
she was. She was one of the.
Yeah,
servers.
She was a bottle girl.
Yeah.
Aww, yeah, poor so, baby. Honestly.
It was so like, you could see her face. She was like, what the fuck? And she was going down.
Yeah,
it was,
like,
it
was
actually so bad.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had some moments in Hot Box / Backdoor.
I'm sure you have. I feel like it reminds me of Rehab and Clinic. Have I said this to you before?
Yeah, you have, man.
Yeah,
I feel
it
like
does.
We're definitely like new rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's obviously the hottest club right now.
How do you feel about that?
It feels good, man. I feel like I'll pay my dues, like, nightlife
you have,
wise. And
you
I'm
have,
someone who's always enjoyed clubbing.
From Exhale Days.
Yeah, man. From 57 Days.
From 57
Days.
2017.
Enough.
Yeah. Like,
fair enough.
You know that's how saying? We met.
Really?
Facts. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I used
name.
To trouble.
I met her at 57.
Fresh like, L, J Breeze. Prince
yeah.
at 57, I would finish DJing at Cabal. I'd finish my set at Cabal.
Damn.
And as soon as I finish, I'm coming to Stress.
I remember.
From all of them, Sha.
Yeah.
Jay Breeze, Prince.
That is so crazy.
Fresh, yeah.
I don't remember how I met you. That's so mad.
Honestly, man.
Anyway.
Fresh used to collect fine girl like Pokemon anyway.
Honestly,
so.
I've never seen Fresh with
a dead
unattractive person in my life
at
before.
All.
Damn.
How does that make you feel?
Woman.
I mean, shout out to my, you know, most of my female friends are definitely beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know? And shout out to their genes.
God bless their parents. And do you know what I think I hate about fresh air? Yeah? Mm-hmm. One thing that you see with one fine guy. One fine
fresh air will never.
Fresh air.
He will fresh never. Fresh air will
bend.
He will literally rather die.
Yeah.
He will just laugh. That laugh he just did. That's what he will do.
Do you know what he's saying? If I say, wow, this guy is fine, because it's always on his stories that you say, like, ah, this guy is fine, yeah. Fresh will just write, stop, full stop. You know what I'm saying? It's stop, period.
I say, Fresh will be like, yeah, he's. That's
Fresh. And do you know why I feel Fresh will never, like, set two of his friends up?
Why?
The resets were that happened. That,
he set up.
Ah, he hey. Set up. Don't worry, he set up two people. And you know the gist.
For the first time, I went out of my way to actually make something happen.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out.
It was.
I hate being the middleman.
Bro, they were both calling Fresh. That's actually why I don't do it. They were both calling. What was calling Fresh? Tell this guy. Yeah. Like, tell this guy not to call me. The guy was calling Fresh. Now, why is this babe not picking Fresh?
It was too much, man. Yeah. Fresh. The one time I tried to, so it's like. So, like, I even regret it.
But then why did you decide to that time? What made you prompted it?
To be really honest, is because I don't want to say too much about the situation. But obviously, I know he's actually looking for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously much older.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actively looking for a guy.
Mm-hmm. So you thought it made sense?
Yeah, and I sent her, like, his picture. And she was like, oh, he's cute. Uh-huh. So that was already, like, green light. So okay. I just, yeah.
But this is the thing. I feel like, should I tell you where you fucked up?
Where?
I feel like if you're ever going to matchmake anybody, mm-hmm. this is for everybody. If you're ever going to matchmake, know each person's madness.
Honestly. Yeah.
Can their madness collaborate?
I think
it cannot collaborate, just say, oh, no, don't go there, sir.
I feel like, because even with, like, doing friendship hangouts, I feel like it's important to see if everybody's energy will align. Yeah. Like, you can't just bring someone that has this energy and put, and, like, you expect,
throw them together.
Do you understand? It would be chaotic. But me too, I honestly don't matchmake people because, like,
I matchmake for the plot. If you people end in fire and brimstone. No, I always put a disclaimer. If anybody asks me about my male friends, yeah, I always tell them they are good to me as a friend. Sorry, I brought my dog.
And he's eating?
And he's eating everything.
Oh, wow, man.
What was that?
That's like what I used to clean my phone lens.
Sorry about
it's that. It's all good.
You don't chop off me.
Sorry, Fresh.
Yeah. So are we going to read this story about? No. So I was reading this one. So Fresh, we did like an episode about
workplace
romances.
Okay.
And we asked people to send in stories.
Mm.
This babe. I don't judge, but let me just read it. Hey guys, I'm glad you're back. I'm not even going to pretend like for a moment there I gave up. I'm not even going to pretend like for a big moment I gave up on the podcast coming back. But all well and good. Welcome. Thank you for welcoming us. I listened to the previous episode and I'm like, damn, you guys picked the right time to discuss this. LOL.
I don't like that.
I recently got like into that. One of these shenanigans with my lecturer. I initially went to check scores because I was wondering how I failed the course, in brackets, side eye. One thing led to another and we started talking really often. Really often that I figured he had an eye for me before now, and in brackets, so there's a slight probability he failed me intentionally. Now the problem is I don't lose guard as I genuinely enjoy conversations with older guys. Mind you, this lecturer is 30 plus, almost 40. Or at most 40 rather. My dearest, let me just scatter the table. I've been going to visit him once, but no knacks yet. But recently started kissing and all. After listening to the episode, I want to retrace my steps on how I got here in the first place and also cut ties, but it looks impossible. Firstly, because I don't want to jeopardize the A and the possibility of passing without a receipt. Secondly, all the lecturers talk a lot. I don't want it to cast, and even other courses I'm good at, I'll now fail them. P.S. The exams are in 2 weeks' time. Please advise as your younger sister.
Tell him you have hepatitis A.
I can't believe you want to fuck your lecturer. Like, what happened to reading? Laddie is disgusting.
No, this is
man. First of all, I definitely, you know, as someone who enjoyed school.
And I knew this was going to pick me up.
No, for real. Like, I enjoy school. Yeah. You know, I made it my business to actually
Read.
Mm-hmm. You know, go to the library. You know, so and I'm someone.
I hate how fresh
I was definitely like a student that had like the most distractions, right? Mm-hmm. From partying and music.
Okay.
And I was still able to do things well.
Okay.
So I don't think anyone has an excuse.
Okay. But you went to school in the UK.
Doesn't matter. Even if I was
100%
there,
it matters.
Really?
100%. How? 100%. In the UK, it's rare. First of all,
Eluma, where did you go to school?
The UK.
So, how do you know what it's like school in Nigeria?
Because I've heard stories.
Okay, fair.
No, but
and I've heard people's first-hand accounts.
Even this, the whole idea. So, every time the whole idea of people sleeping with like lectures, like a Nigerian thing. That can happen abroad as well.
It's honestly a thing that happens.
It's yeah. Happened. But if you sleep with your lecturer in the UK, it's because you and that lecturer have a connection.
Yes.
Because unless you are messaging him with your student number, because how we were marked for exams, mm-hmm. for projects, everything, you're basically doing it anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
You have a student number,
yeah.
and that is what you put on your exam.
That's how it works, my matric number.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
So if you give them, so you don't put your name, you don't put anything, projects, nothing.
I was 10-3-1-4-8. Uh-oh. Because
but then fair. At the end yeah. of the day, and it might not even be your lecturer marking your paper.
Yeah,
do you
for
understand?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So there are loads of systems in place to mitigate. Okay, yeah. that sort of and thing going on.
To be honest, I believe that they do that in Nigerian universities as well. It's actually not your name. It's your matric number.
Yeah. But then you can't go back in the you can't go back and say I failed. What can I do? You just pay for a receipt.
So
and if you like don't receipt, you fail again.
Before exams get posted, so in Nigeria, before your results come out online, you can see your results with your lecturer. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if especially if you know someone that has a relationship with the lecturer. Lecturers always have their pets.
Yeah.
So you can literally just be like, sir, how far exam, whatever,
oh,
whatever.
Oh my God.
I had failed, was it statistics in year two?
What did you do in uni?
Economics.
Ew.
I know. And my friend that was like the lecturer's course rep was like, she saw my grade and I banged. That we should go and meet the man. So let's go and meet him. And he offered me work to do to sort to of get like extra credit. Like that was what we did,
fair, fair,
and
fair.
Then you know in unis in Nigeria you can also pay your lecturer. And that's the perfect time to now pay your lecturer to change your score before it's now uploaded online.
I get what you mean. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
But in the UK, there's nothing like that. You fail, you fail. let me tell you how crazy my uni was. Mind you, there's no extra credit too. There's no additional
you can
work.
You yourself for extra credits.
There's no additional work. If you fail, the best thing for your life is to count how many projects that are left on the course, count how many exams, and calculate, okay, if I get 60% here, 75% here, 80%, I can collect 2-1 or 2-2. Or, you know, this exam that I failed that we did in January, as we do our summer exams, I do it again. There are enough systems in place that, like, you don't enter that type of relationship.
I feel like, first of all, this girl has already knocked this man.
You're being shy. I feel like you're being shy.
I feel like she doesn't want us to judge her. So let's praise from the angle that you've already knocked.
I'm judging anyone that has sex with their lecturer. That's a different level of low. I don't even like. That's nasty.
Fresh.
That's nasty.
Fresh.
That is nasty.
Why is it nasty?
You're like 21 getting with like a 38-year-old creep because you want
some
better grades.
Some of the people that visit the clubs, they're the ones chasing 21-year-old women. Yes, and they're 30-something, 40-something. So it's not isolated
lecture. No power dynamic, right?
Exactly. I feel like if there's a big age gap, there's always going to be a power dynamic.
To be honest, I know someone that when she was worried about a score in exams, she went to go and see a lecturer and he was trying to proposition her and she didn't agree and he squeezed her tits and like he literally locked at her and squeezed her tits and he was like he was going to change her grade after he did that.
The man is mad.
I'm not joking.
She actually
came out crying. Like she came out so delirious and the man like he told her, why are you crying now? Change your score.
I don't even know how you can
put him under the jail.
Listen,
Can you sleep well knowing that your grades were changed because you had sex with someone?
Some people sleep with six pillows. Are you one boy?
They lie in their back, open their mouth.
I'm not even true. Even that touched the bed. Are you joking?
But then what happens? Okay, cool. So let's say like you got, I don't know, 20% in like your course, right?
Yeah.
But then he changed it to like 60.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a job based on the grade. You won't do well at the job now.
How do you know?
Because obviously you're not capable enough to do it.
You're learning on the job fresh. You're learning on the job. That's what happens.
Honestly, I've never had, I don't know what I've used the YDX to do since I left school. So
let me tell you something. Yeah. I've told Valerie this story. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one job, shout out to you, man, because y'all niggas, they never know that I scam you. There was one job that I said, I am advanced level in Excel. Like, when I say advanced, not any form, I did not even try and package it. Like, I can do one or two. I said, no, as they were creating Excel, sat next to them and like, I was the one that told them the formula to use. So 3-4 months in, me that I've forgotten that I said I'm proficient in Excel. Yeah. One of them has now come to me and said, oh, can you do this? This is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do. Do you know the first thing I said? I said, me, corporate jargon, looked the babe straight in her face and said, I'm so sorry. I don't have enough bandwidth to do it today. The earliest time I'll be able to do it would be Friday. But if you could put all of this in an email, I'll get it to you. Right? Yeah.
You're trying to buy time.
100%. Do you know what I did? Do you know what I did?
What did you do?
I went on Fiverr.
I'm dead.
I paid someone £4.89 Great British pounds. Yeah. To do the work. Then on Monday, I sent it to, I don't know if what they did was rubbish. I don't know if it was correct. I don't know if it was going. I shall know this was just before my probation was over. Mm-hmm. So I just emailed her that I'm so sorry. I've just been able to get round to this. But however, this is what you requested. Mm-hmm. And nobody said anything to me. So you learn on the job or fair you enough, scam bro. Your way into, honestly, my dear.
Me, I feel like I understand the moral. Obviously, I understand the moral standpoint. And me, my own take on
dynamics
this is, I don't like when there is a power play.
Mm-hmm.
You're immediately at a loss.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes you might not even necessarily want to engage with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you because feel you think have of to. The possibility of what you can get, like the aid that you're looking
for. Yeah.
Like it will make you probably want to consider things that you just like.
Yeah, you wouldn't do consider. Of your own free will.
And I feel like you're already in it.
Yeah.
So you have to write it out.
I think people should pray against the spirits of laziness.
Bye.
Fresh.
Honestly, it's just hard work. Fresh. That's all it is, man.
It's not always hard work.
It is now. You can't. I hate people that try and like.
No, honestly, it's always hard work. But
you know, in Nigerian universities, some lecturers actually fail you intentionally.
Yes.
Because they're trying to sleep with
That's
you.
Why I said you can't compare the UK to Nigeria.
And in the uni that I went to, You if you want to accuse a lecturer of making advances towards you, you have to have literal evidence. So I know someone that she actually planned with like the school and like security and stuff, and when he was taking her out of the gates, that's where they nabbed him.
Yeah.
I know someone that had like she was recording the audio on her phone. Like you actually have to have
solid evidence.
If not, if the wrong person gets wind of it, all the lecturers can decide to fail you.
Very true.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the unfortunate thing about the Nigerian university system is that it runs on like the egos of the lecturers, not necessarily on like anything else.
Yeah.
But anyway, my dear, you already need to. I don't have advice for you, Jay.
If you're going meal,
yeah, like it's already messy. Let's not pretend that we had advice for this babe. She's sorry. Like,
I would say just start creating distance. If you actually haven't, you slept
she
will
bang that exam. She has slept with him. Are you whining me?
She might.
She said, "I don't lose guard once."
That means she allowed a few things.
She's going to visit him, and every time she goes to visit him, they just talk.
Yes.
Someone that failed, that she thinks failed her intentionally. Who is a baby? Google Gege. Are you whining me?
Are you sick?
Please.
Okay. Well, Omo.
But she possibly she hasn't.
If she hasn't, I would say, Omo, you start creating distance. Be friendly, or don't do like anything is happening. But you need to start creating that distance. And if you haven't slept with him, if you have slept with him, sorry.
That's a fucked up situation.
Say, Tara, I'm so sorry.
I don't feel bad.
Just for you. DM me, man. You can work at Hotbox.
We can work at Hotbox.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Hotbox, they pay you.
No, we're providing opportunities for people like that.
Listen, Hotbox.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need a degree to work at Hotbox, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can learn on the job.
Right.
Just have to be social media savvy and have good people skills. That's all.
I hate you so much. Anyway.
Yeah.
Valo.
Okay, let's get into the topic. Let's get into topic of.
So, what are we talking about today?
About applying pressure.
Oh,
okay, Per.
Do you want to explain in what context?
Yes, please.
Do you want me or you?
You.
Oh, so it's like we're talking about like when, person of the opposite or whatever sex, someone hits on someone,
uh-huh.
or someone is trying to talk to someone. We're talking about like how much pressure is too much, how much pressure is too much pressure, and how much pressure is too little pressure.
Yeah.
What makes you buck to the pressure?
Yes.
And like, sort of. So first of all, Wani and I were talking about something before you got here, and he asked me a question. He was like, "Do people slide in my DMs?"
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Like, do I
playground not vibes?
Necessarily slide in my DMs. No, stop.
That's your DMs. Shit.
So fuck off. So he was like, no. Will you slide in my DMs? Will I meet someone? Will I be open to talking to someone from my DMs?
10 out of 10. Don't recommend.
I would never. I told him that I've only been on 2 dates from Instagram.
Fair.
Like, I don't. If I don't know you at all,
yeah,
we don't have any mutuals. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you on road in anywhere.
No. Yeah. That one is a straight write-off. That one doesn't have
you. What are you entering my DMs to do? Are you not lost?
I agree.
I feel like people that send messages like that and then expect you to respond, like, why?
Yeah. What are you doing? What the fuck is you doing, baby?
Like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, so in that regard, I don't think that works. I've said it. I think I said it on Halima's podcast that I see all my DMs. I just don't answer it. Like, I literally will read everything and then I will delete everything. Like,
I've definitely seen when I've seen when Vary is on that time. Where she just going through her phone, deletes of ignoring things. Yeah.
Like, I don't have.
She's
like,
cold.
I actually
you're cold though.
Don't fucking kill me. Loki. But like, I feel like if I know you,
yeah,
we've seen each other. I feel like the best one is someone introducing me. So even though that one has shown me shake shake, but
yeah,
somebody introducing me to someone is always like best.
That's the best.
So one. Now in fresh out, can you talk about like what's your usual? Let's say
you don't know my game. I don't know if I can give this game out.
You meet a girl.
Okay.
How much do you like? What is your game? Literally.
So me personally, I actually like restaurants and bars. Mm-hmm. You know,
lifestyle.
Like that's what I really do. So obviously, like we used to like go on a date, right? Mm-hmm. Like dinner or lunch,
mm-hmm.
and have a nice conversation uh-huh. over a meal. You feel me?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So obviously, I assess how she moves, what type of starter she's ordering, how she's eating. Oh, this is very important, man.
No, that table etiquette is very important to me. How you are eating thing.
You know what I love most about Fresher is his honesty.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
He said how she's eating.
Yeah, now how you eat, how you interact with the waiter, everything. So I'm gauging everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, not everyone makes it to the second date.
Jesus Christ,
you know? Because sometimes things just go left.
Like what? Yeah.
She's like you over. No, you're just over ordering, knowing you're not about to eat this thing.
Yeah.
So you're taking the piss. Like,
actually do
I hear that? When you order like 20 starter, just trying to over order, racking up the bill. It's nothing, mm-hmm. but it's annoying. It's like mm-hmm. just relax. You know you're not going to finish all this shit.
Mm-hmm. You're not taking home.
You take everything home. It spoils in the fridge, or you give someone. Just like, annoying. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to be eager to like message you again.
So people actually do that. For sure. It's just like just Twitter Discord.
I've seen all sorts of shit, man. My dating days. I had to lead a dating pool, man. You feel me?
Something.
I've seen things now. No, but
So what makes a girl make it to the second date?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's like how you conduct yourself and the mm-hmm. conversations we have.
Okay,
so obviously now I'm getting to know you better.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making me laugh, that's already a huge plus. Mm-hmm. Do you feel me? If you're giving me compliments, I like words. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So let me know how good I look, everything. Also, if if you smell good, you know, okay. I'm very big on smell, okay. You know, you gotta smell fresh because I smell fresh.
Mm-hmm. You do.
shout out all my colognes. So second day vibes, I'm probably be on the phone. Like, I like that whole let me know when I get home. We have to yarn that night.
Okay.
We're talking, everything's mad. Okay, what are you doing? What are we doing next? You know?
Okay, so you apply a fair amount of pressure.
Yeah, man, but so, I don't make it too annoying. Like, it's not annoying. It's just flat.
How long have you wanted somebody before they gave you the green lights?
I can't lie. Maybe like 5-6 months, man.
You've liked someone for 5-6 months.
And like, she was actively dating other people,
mm-hmm.
but I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
What I had to do.
Okay.
Nigga, I was...
I know, like, someone has tried to talk to me on and off for a long time.
Yeah.
Obviously, I feel like when I got married,
mm-hmm.
he chilled. But if I come from when I met him to now, it's probably like 9 years. Like, on and off.
I can't lie. I'll be doing simple things, man.
My active pursuers were... But 9 years is a long time.
Yeah, nine years is a while.
And I was also telling Wande that my problem with situations like that is I feel like they like an idea of me.
Yeah, no. Anybody like, that has course, been, no, not actually they don't like you.
Me. That's why I was even saying I cannot date someone off Instagram because,
because of what you watch,
my stories, uh-huh. and what I post, you think that you know me, you think you have an idea of me.
100%.
So you've put me... You,
in this box.
Absolutely.
You've that put me somewhere. You.
And sometimes it's for the thrill.
Yes.
Sometimes, I used to do things for the thrill.
Yes. For the plot.
Yeah, just like, let me see how far I can go with this.
Yes. You know? Honestly.
I have a guy like that.
Yeah.
So the way he caught me, mm-hmm. is that he's replied to a story that I've posted and the reply was funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we have a lot of mutuals. Yeah, you know, you're doing well for yourself. I'm doing well for, like, preliminary checks, mm-hmm. it's going. So he asked me to link him. The day I linked him was one of the worst mistakes of my life.
Hi!
He almost ran me mad. He almost ran me mad. Yeah.
Nothing worse.
And he's one of the people. You remember I had an era where I just loved up short men. He was the reason I stopped liking short men. And where you been, Billy? And where you been, Billy? Demon in small body. I can never imagine. He showed me.
Shaggy.
He showed me. There was there's one
that's what I'm saying. I feel like sometimes
it's just like no that. No.
They do
they like the idea.
They like the idea of you, and then unfortunately if you now meet a wicked person, they kind of want to see you small.
Yeah.
Like, they want to know that, like, they want to sort of like see you finish.
Mm.
Yeah, like, low key.
Do you get what I mean?
That is this so babe that this is all over.
Honestly, and I feel like a part of like the reality is, even though it's more like it would be more intense from meeting someone off Instagram, I mm-hmm. feel like also in person when people meet you, they do have this idea of you. And I actually, I'm one of those people that you have to hang out with my friends, mm-hmm. me and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking to you, you have to hang out with me and my friends for you to know me.
The real,
of course, now, of course,
like the realest. I'm not saying that I pretend,
100%, but like, but if you're at your core,
like, because, like, I'm always like, that's like, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, like, if I'm just getting to know you or whatever, maybe I may not say certain things,
you'll be guarded to a degree.
They speak pidgin, they say all sorts mm-hmm. with my friends. You get what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
So, like, imagine a guy talking to you now, hears you saying crazy things,
of course,
it's like.
Okay. I feel like that also demystifies. So I definitely do like appreciate that, because I like Instagram and like pretty pictures and reels and all that stuff.
It's not you. It's just a highlight reel.
Has literally spruced you up into look like you have your shit together. Meanwhile.
Yeah. I might be the only person that actually matches my reels.
But fresh up, please.
I'm just saying.
Very much.
Yo, because like, for real. Because like me, like, I'm one of the hardest guys to date, right? As far as what most babes think. Because like... First of all, not too many girls like guys that go clubbing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I only club.
Mm-hmm.
Then girls are afraid of rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are afraid of verified niggas.
Actually, I'm telling you. The trifecta of fuckboy. You're like,
I'm Yoruba, I'm handsome.
Yoruba, fuckboy.
I'm fresh. Like,
outside
I'm,
in the club. Bruh,
like,
rapper. Yeah.
Everything's against me, man. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why when I have.
Why,
when I,
why, thank you're a responsible person.
I am.
Everybody can see.
I'm so responsible and I'm so not like wayward. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. The issue I feel is, like you're a very you can tell person. There's some, let me not mention any names, but I'm sure you know who you are, that are in like the same category as yeah. Fresh. Like, you're a bad lifestyle, da, 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 this is that, da, 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 da,
oh, so many that. Female friends.
But you like, can see in their stories, you can see.
I'm actually in love right now. Yeah.
We need to actually.
Trust me. I'm my love arrow.
Come on, let's buy a tribute. Fresh. Fresh.
Fresh 24.
Fresh lady. No,
we ain't doing 24, but like.
Do you want to get married, laddie?
I do.
You do?
You know, for
this
like
is a lover boy.
No, but for like 26 years, I was actually against marriage. Mm-hmm. It was only a couple years ago. I was like, you know, it's
what made you change your mind?
Because I want to have kids and I want to do it the right way. No offense to anyone that has kids without like marriage, but you know, I want to have kids with my wife, basically, because I want to be because like I grew up wanting to be a father more than a husband.
Oh, and I'm that's
like,
scary.
And I'm like, I actually want to do things.
That's not odd. That's scary.
No, I'm telling you, yeah.
That's scary.
I feel. Do you know what I?
I
think?
Really want kids badly, man.
I think a good father. Sorry, if you're a good father, you can be a good husband.
Yeah.
But if you're a bad father, you're most likely a bad husband.
I like that logic, man.
Think about it.
That's what you call girl math.
I don't see it as that girl
you
math.
Don't see
thing.
It. You don't see
no, that's
it.
True.
I feel no. I get what you're saying, you and to a degree,
you cannot be a bad father and a good husband because and wait.
It's yes, you can. You can be a
you cannot
good,
be a good
father.
Husband.
Yes,
you cannot be a bad husband and a good father. That's what it is. Sorry.
A bad husband and a good father.
You cannot be a good, a bad husband and a good father. Yes,
a bad husband and a good father. The people that are bad husbands, I've never seen them as good father. Their children
you
used
cannot,
to run
that's
away.
What I, that's what I meant to say. You cannot be a bad father and a good husband. You can't. Because if you're a bad father, sorry, you cannot be a bad husband. Fuck am I
what
saying?
Are you saying? What's happening?
Yo, basically, I want to be a good father and a good husband.
So, what I'm saying,
is,
you know the phrase you said that you wanted to be a father more than...
Yeah.
Because, what do you think Nick Cannon was saying?
I'm screaming.
What do you think Nick Cannon was saying?
He's saying that he wants... No, like...
No, but mine was from like a different perspective. No, 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 wait. See, I love one girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to be with this girl forever.
Okay. But not necessarily married.
Yes, now. You guys think it's a joke?
Ah, wait, hold on. Fresh, this is not the update you gave me.
Don't worry about it.
Ah, hey.
No, but like, obviously, that's the whole point of like, I feel like.
I swear.
I feel like.
Lagos go here on that day.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, no, but I feel like the idea of just weddings and marriage used to actually scare me. That's all.
Really. Why?
Because I'm such like, you know, a passionate like lover. And I feel like if anything goes wrong, like, am I just.
Die.
Yeah.
But like, it's not your question.
I feel like cancer.
Like it's taking me like 2-3 years to get out of like to recover from some breakups and stuff like that. So I would never want to like.
Such a lover.
Yeah, man, I want to love my babe forever.
Like
man.
We're
like,
all low-key.
Yeah.
I'm a lover girl. I'm a sensitive pie. I'm not even gonna lie.
You are a sensitive pie. Oh my god.
She's very sensitive. I am.
Valo. Valo.
At my core, I know I'm hard guy.
Valo.
To be honest. I'm still a hard guy, but...
You're hard, but you're very sensitive.
Yeah.
You're very sensitive, but you're actually very hard, too.
Like, I'm not...
I mean, I'm not even hard.
Roach should not see me in private. If Roach should see me in private, because, like, I'm such... Like, I'm literally like a baby.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a baby. It's embarrassing.
You're actually a baby.
It's not embarrassing.
Nah, I get what you mean.
It's actually so cute. Sometimes when I call Valerie, as soon as she says hello, I'm just like... Who do we need to fight? Who do we need to tussle? All right, cool. Where are we pulling up to? Yeah. What's good? But
apparently,
then she's like, no.
Apparently, I give, like, I want, like, because I present like a baby, most people feel like they want to, they should protect me.
That is true, man.
Yeah. But then, I mean.
That's how I felt for a while, actually.
I feel like I'm
I just always want to look out for Valerie. Yeah, even though I know she might have her shit. Like, sometimes Valerie will be like, Fresh, what are we doing? I'm just like, Valerie, chill. Like,
actually,
I act like I'm older than her. We're the same age. Yeah, like.
I always look out for you. True, to be honest. But then, I feel like. So, let's talk about when pressure is too much.
Yeah.
Now, if a baby's applying pressure on you.
What do you like? What don't you like?
What do you like and what
don't
you
strangle me, man. Sometimes pressure is not physical. Don't be... Yeah, don't come... Like, I don't like when things get too physical too quick.
Okay.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes...
Yeah, it's different.
Sometimes some babes think that, like, applying pressure means just being so sexual and being so in my face. Mm-hmm. That's not applying pressure to me.
What do you mean sexual in your face?
Like, now, okay, we go clubbing.
Yeah.
This is, like, the third time I'm seeing you.
Yeah.
Don't, like, try and come back to mine and, like, go straight to my room. When
so what should we do? What should she do?
Find out things I like, man. Create a playlist for me. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, like do stuff that I actually like. Like let's talk about some rap.
So if a girl is in a rush to get physical with you.
Yeah, just kind of like a turn off because like I'm not sexual. Yeah. And like physical touch and gifts is actually like the lowest of my
love language.
Yeah.
So words of affirmation for me.
And quality time, man. Like FaceTime me, call me, text me. Like I'm so a phone like person. Fresh, so
maybe you should be
DMing. You can't
DMing
even like me. There's no room for
maybe
that.
Maybe you should be DMing him that you can go like for me, it.
Man. You know, I
I stopped liking my stories, man.
Something that said real niggas don't cheat. Was it you that reposted?
No, Young Jeezy.
Was it Young Jeezy?
Yeah.
Young Jeezy said it and then YG posted it.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
I think I've never cheated before.
I like that.
Really?
Ask any of my exes. I've never cheated on any of my girlfriends.
Wait, you've just happened to exit the relationship as someone new is approaching.
I have never cheated on a girlfriend.
No, answer my question. You just happen to exit.
I don't even rush into things. I've never cheated on my girlfriend. Never in my life. Because I don't want to be cheated on. Because I know I want to be. I've actually like, I've forgiven someone who has cheated on me before.
Did you stay in the relationship?
Yeah. More for like a month after, and then I couldn't do it again.
Okay. When I was in uni, I cheated on my ex, and you know how he found out?
How?
So his ex still liked him.
Oh, come on!
And
she saw you.
No, let me. God was like, see this girl. Let me just open my. I left school. And this guy just started talking to me. He was torn. I forced temptation. Oh my God.
Yay.
So we're all in Lagos.
Yeah.
We're all hanging out at his house. He doesn't go to my uni, but we have a lot of mutual friends that go to my uni.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging out at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And number one thing led to another. And... Okay. It happened.
Yeah.
That was the end, right? Mm-hmm. I felt so guilty after. And I don't even talk about what I did after, but like, let's fast forward to how he found out.
Mm.
I was laying in bed, like, so I was reading my book. And the next thing, I just saw a message pop up on my BBM. And my ex asked me, who is this person?
Jesus.
I said, it caught me.
Huh.
Your chest will be tight, Abby.
Do you know what happened? This nigga moved to Dubai, and him and his best friend moved to Dubai together. And my ex's ex started dating his best friend, so they were just talking about it.
Wow!
And she called my ex, and she was like, they're fucking your girlfriend.
Oh my days!
And then he was like, no, there are two Valeries in this school, and.
She was like, no.
Should I describe how her ass? Should I tell them to describe how her ass was jiggling? In fact.
Oh, man.
Nothing. I cried.
Of course.
No. I begged. I banged my exam because of that thing. I was in diploma.
Yeah.
I was literally on my way to literally get a 4.0. Failed because. I would go into school and beg this man.
Of course not.
Was refusing to talk to me. Nobody in his class that I'd not go and meet that they should please him. Like, eventually, he forgives me.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I always say this story, and I feel like it changed something for me because I remember that. So I have this friend that her sister was getting married. She's from. So where this uni I went to, they're from that town.
Okay.
So she was getting married in that town.
Uh-huh.
So I left school and we left school after exams and we went to their house because we're like part of the ceremony. And I remember I left school the day before him because I finished my exams before him. And he had told me that he wanted to come and see me. So he didn't trust me. He used to just always go through my phone, read my messages, all of that stuff. But like, I was just like, if this is what's going to make you like feel better, right?
Yeah.
So he came and I can never forget, like now that I'm talking about, I can see how he was looking at me. He looked at me and he was so disgusted. He was like, he can't do this. I'm a whore. He's done. He's this. Nothing when you know coming. As in, I was looking at him and I was like, golly.
That's
So it was, so the thing was, that was something that he had done like before. So he'll do it and I'll beg and then he'll stay. So when he did it to me that day, I could literally see the disgust in his eyes. So I was like, fair. It's okay.
You're a good woman.
No, I was like, it's okay, I understand. Like, I'm sorry I hurt you. Because I did hurt him.
Of course not.
Like, I did hurt him. So, like, I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm sorry it has to end this way, blah, blah. Tell me why. As I went upstairs, this man started texting me. You fucking bitch. You will not even beg.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when, guess what? Now me wake up block amu. Because, oh, man. Like, I was like, okay, this has gone on for too long.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I really, I did everything I could to make it better.
So, like, getting expensive gifts, it's not a surprise.
Yeah.
Some of the gifts I have received, my mom has made me return it. One.
Fair.
Some of the gifts.
What did she make you return?
Eh? Yeah.
Please.
Straight up.
There are definitely some gifts that you can't even just...
Yeah, my mom said he's going to collect your blood.
I don't know how I would explain that to my father.
Yeah, because the questions came like, how do you know this person? Where do you know this person? Yeah. Say, why? What did you do? My dad still thinks that I'm doing ritual as I'm DJing. Stop. So, you know...
My papsi will be like... My mom things that you want to give my mom... That she says no to.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
She's like, I beg.
No, Kemi says no. She like it. She like now. She's walking in the light of Omo.
No, my mom will collect. I think she will collect, but like they're just setting things that like she will just be like no.
Yeah,
she's just like no, don't do that. Then do this instead.
Yeah,
but she feels like
I think as a guy as well. Like 1 month in, I'm not trying to buy you something so expensive. I don't know. I feel like
fair.
Yeah.
But then I feel like, so something I don't like is sometimes Nigerian men want you to earn their spending.
Yes, that's when I'm like, no.
And I don't like it. So it's not necessarily like I'm trying to take.
Yeah.
100%.
But like, I don't like it when a man tries to make you earn, like makes you want, like you have to prove yourself
that you're worthy of those gifts.
Because it's like, because at the end of the day, ultimately, when we start dating, it's the basic things at first, right?
Mm.
Lunches, dinners, movies, this and that.
Yeah. Sure.
And for grabs and going to where?
Yeah.
Right.
No facts.
Oh, I understand. I know some babes that have done a ultimate challenge just for lunch at Cali's.
What is ultimate challenge?
Huh?
What's that?
Like they've put, the guy has put them through the ringer.
Yeah.
Just for them to go to Cali.
Yeah.
I mean, man, they need those
likes. She didn't even get out of the country.
They need that picture.
No. I don't like that. So I feel like in that regard.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, if you want to buy me something, buy me something expensive, baby.
No, of course, like, the thing is that, like, obviously, the babes who actually, like, have shit and the babes that you like are the babes you really want to spend on.
Yes.
You know?
That they have their own going.
Yeah, like, I can't even lie, man.
They're
like
not
before
using you for an Instagram pic.
Stop it.
And please, like, girls, like, stop asking for cab money, man. Like, that's something everyone needs to stop doing.
Chai.
Just really? Everyone doesn't stop doing it.
Yeah. Chai. People why do you think so?
I feel like I'm not living in the same Lagos.
No, it happens.
I'm actually surprised.
It happens. Because it's
like, I took cab money when I was in uni.
I feel like now that we're old, value. If you're going to see someone now,
I'll drive there.
Are you going to, but if you didn't have a car, are you going to ask him for 4K? It just sounds ridiculous.
No, I think people do that with the hopes that you are Jara.
You add, but what's
the, how much? Well, no, let me.
I can't lie. Someone,
wait, no.
I have a story actually.
Honestly, I've gone to visit someone before.
Yeah.
And they gave me 200K for fuel.
I was just about to say that I didn't drive to my friend's house, and he was like, "Let me pay for your Uber." He was like, "Can you transfer to the Uber?" He was like, "All right, cool, I'll transfer to you." When I was now opening my app to it's just mainland. I'm going to he'll send me 500K. I said, okay, God bless.
If I ever drive to that man's house again, I'm a bastard. One day I'll even go there, I'll be walking. So that he will know that.
No, but he's like, do you get so? But it's not like I said, how far I'm going.
I get you.
I find it very scary that people are.
I think it's crazy. Like, I would have never asked that man for fun money. Of course, but like, man, it's just like, let me buy it for, you know, food is not expensive. That kind of
thing. Fair. Oh, pressure, one bit of pressure I liked. I just remembered one bit of pressure.
Filling a tank or...
No, they sent me like 100 liters of fuel.
Me too. Mm. Yeah. I told you that was part of, that was one of the reasons why.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
He sent, literally when I was first
coming. That was thoughtful, man. Though. That was fire.
Brought fuel to my house. Made me so wet.
And then he kept doing it. That's through hard. the
That was
it,
nice.
That was actually dope.
I did not know what a PlayStation looked like.
You know what? A present that I've gotten that I always say to this day is the best present I've ever gotten. Oh. It's so fucking random. But it's an inverter.
No, that's hard.
That's hard.
Listen.
That's a permanent fixture.
We love a man that solves our problems.
That's dope, man.
I was having a conversation with him, and I got home, and he will be so happy that I'm saying this story. Even though I literally don't talk to him but like, I got home, there was no lights. We were on video call, and I was like, why is there no lights? So I asked the security guy. He said, the person that's supposed to buy diesel hasn't bought diesel.
Okay.
So I was like, he was like, I'm sure, like, you have an inverter, right? I was like, no, I don't have an inverter. The next day, somebody called me. So give me your number. I'm coming to install an inverter for you.
Hey, that's fire, man.
God, I beg.
Shout out to him, man.
Honestly.
That's hard.
Honestly.
That's hard.
To catch me,
I loved it.
I love a man that just a proactive my problem. Like, I'm not one of... Honestly, gifts are nice, but you know when... What you want, you buy it yourself.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Men don't see how ingenious being a problem-solving man is. Because here's the crazy thing. You are solving a problem like the fucking inverter. Listen. If she was going to get an inverter, it would have been like 1M800, something like that. But guess what? You freed up that 1M.
Yeah.
And now she can go and buy her own designer. But no one is going to open her mouth and say, oh, you did not help my life.
No. Do you understand?
Sure.
I feel like that's...
Girl math. That is girl maths in action.
That's the best gift. That inverter, that's the best gift.
That's girl maths in action.
Honestly, it was so sick.
My problem is solved. My money is freed up. Mm-hmm. I can buy myself what I want.
I'm period. And guess what? Since then, every time... Oh, fuck. I just remember that my ex bought me a car.
Whoa.
I hate you so much.
That was a nice gift. So he bought me a car and like he used to always like fuel it, service it.
Mm, that's nice.
That's a different level though.
It was my husband though.
Yeah, I'm really cute. No. I'm actually cute so.
And then, okay, so car inverter.
That's cute. Yeah, okay.
That's nice.
Yes.
I honestly, like, if you want to pursue me, I like a man that just gets ahead of problems. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
I love it.
Like,
too.
There was my previous car, I used to always have trouble with the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And he changed the whole rack. The first time, just changed the whole rack.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, let me... See? How he even did it, he said, okay, bring it to my mechanic. Let them see where it is. When it came back, he was like, oh, madame, it's a new rack. It's a new this. It's a new that. It's a new this. Da, 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 this. And I was just like... What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. Shout out on your marriage though.
Do you know, love sometimes, that for you. And sometimes it doesn't, I feel like we've been making examples of like expensive things stuff, and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't even necessarily have to be expensive.
It doesn't.
Of course now. Even the day to day, my babe got me like a tennis racket. You know, do you know how, like, I already had two, right?
That's
but
so
I
use
the one she gets me all the time. And I'm like, damn, like,
really
I almost
sweet.
Cried, though. Yeah. And it's like £20. So it's not about the amount.
Yes.
It's the thoughts.
That's what I was saying. So, like, when someone thinks about you, I actually do appreciate that. Like,
very, very much.
My favorite gift, unfortunately, was from a madman. But my favorite gift was my flight case. My flight case for my decks.
That's actually that's a point, dope gift for you.
When I started... Like DJing internationally, I didn't know how to use CDJs. Do you understand? And at that point, I wasn't big enough to have like a rider.
Yeah.
So it's literally.
I'm going to pretend like I understand what you're saying.
A rider is like a list of things. There's a technical and a personal rider. So,
like,
technical rider, requirements for my performance. A personal rider is like just what I want in a green room.
Refreshments,
so, certain drinks, refreshments, food, blah, 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 blah. I also have the type of hotel you have to put me in, but
shout out to my female friends, man. They be getting it. You see what I'm saying?
So I didn't have a rider, so they would always tell me, well, if you use a certain type of setup, you have to bring it yourself.
Yeah.
And for like my first two trips, I was literally taking an extra suitcase and padding it out.
Oh my god.
That was fair, man.
So that's a very nice.
So like then I got a flight case.
Yeah. Shout out to him, man.
No, don't shout out to him. He's
in case anyone is wondering what to gift me.
Just in case.
I don't think there's only one thing I want though.
I have a list.
Actually, you know what I really want? I want the new Osmo Pocket. Because I want to start vlogging.
Yes, that's yes. I love really that. That well.
If the Lord, if the spirit leads, that is something I definitely.
Yeah, I've always found it tough saying what I want.
Why?
Even my parents growing up, or my birthday, I don't know what to say.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like receiving gifts.
I love it. I think my dad.
I actually don't like receiving
my
gifts.
My dad spoiled me.
Yeah.
He always used to buy me flowers on Valentine's Day.
He
used to buy me a gift. Like my dad used to always come to see me in school with a gift every single time. Like my dad bought me my first everything, my first designer bag, my first perfume.
My first perfume from my dad.
I love, and that's what he used to do to my mom as well.
I guess.
Like, so I love.
It's so funny because
the perfume bottles that my dad has gifted me, I still have them.
Don't kill.
That's actually cute.
That's so cute. My first perfume was Be Delicious by DKNY.
Mine was Vera Wang Princess.
I can actually remember.
Yeah, mine was that Ralph Lauren one that came with the duffel bag.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was my first ever. Like, I bought myself.
He traveled and then he picked it up from the airport.
I bought that perfume in duty free. I come back from summer holiday, and my dad was like, "Yeah, come and pick your
perfume." Yeah, I got like, for grad. I got a Chanel bag.
Okay.
Mad.
Yeah, that was my grad present. So my dad has always kept me laced. So for me, it's not actually the present, it's the thought behind the present. Like one of Fizzy, she told me yesterday, because I was telling someone else to buy it for me, this bag was probably like 7 months ago. It's me, I've even forgotten that I told her I wanted the bag, and that's the bag she bought me. And I was like, it's not necessarily like, oh, it's the bag that's what I want. It's just the thought process that this, like, babe has roses. Me in mind. My friends got me yellow. Do you know, I even forgot I told them I want yellow roses for my birthday. They got me yellow roses. So for me, it's always the thought behind the gift. But make sure
I love it.
It do have sense.
But anyway, so we've concluded that there's no such thing as too much pressure if you like the person. Pressure said if you're sexual with him, he's not gonna like that.
Don't be too sexual too soon.
If you're too sexual with me too soon, I don't like
exactly.
Why are you laughing? No, I'm serious. I'm actually dead ass. Because like I've experienced like actually waiting.
Yeah.
And not like, and actually like building a proper bond. And
yeah,
I prefer that.
And I like that.
So you too, if you have to, me too.
Yeah, the babe that I've loved the most, like we didn't do anything for a while.
Fresher, you can be celibate.
I was celibate for 2 years now. The thing is that, because me, I'm very disciplined.
Yes.
Remember when I didn't drink for like 3 years? Like if I say I'm ordering something, I'm ordering.
Like I know when we first became friends, I know that you were celibate.
Yeah, I actually was.
Kind.
I was.
Same actually.
Yeah.
This one that, and let me not say anything.
I'm screaming.
Me and one of that rapper were dragging for this babe years ago. I was like, I ain't doing no industry shit. That was crazy.
I should have chosen Fresh, not the other rapper, Shaq.
Why? You see?
I know.
Oh, I don't hear that. I'm actually screaming. The fact that I got to another one is sending me.
Yeah.
So, what's your own? What's too much pressure? What don't you like? What's too much pressure to you?
Was too much pressure.
I'm
not gonna leave. I just wanted to be stubborn and not agree. Yeah, but honestly, if I like you, there's no such thing as too much pressure. Fly me to the moon.
Yeah,
if we're I like going, you. It's going. No, if there's
like,
do you guys kiss on the first date?
I've stopped doing that. But me, I can lick.
No.
Okay.
I used to when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, but now. But First day, you ain't trying to kiss?
I'll do like a little peck on the cheek. You can do a peck on the cheek.
What about the neck?
I mean, some...
What the hell?
What about neck peck?
I had one random... All right. Let me not even talk about this. Let me not even give it...
What about a forehead?
No, you can't kiss my forehead. Okay. That's where my moo-moo button is.
Fair, okay.
You know what I hate?
Can't press it.
Strangers that try to kiss my head.
All right. You're talking about kiss. If I don't know you, trying to rub my head. We're rocking. Don't do that.
Mm. So someone saw me at Obi's house. Your hair looks so smooth. Can I rub it? I was like, nigga, no.
Fuck, you can't.
That's literally how I said it. Like, and he was standing over me. So I was like, nigga, no.
Yeah.
Would you want to fuck?
Man.
Me, I already, there was, I was at, God. You know those industry.
We need to let Fresh Ogo.
You know the funny thing? I've actually postponed my meeting. Yeah.
That's why I'm closing. This podcast episode will be too long. And Halima is
too long. Yeah, you can wrap up soon, Sha. Shout out to you guys, though.
I was at Afro Nation, yeah. And this industry Egbo just saw me. He was like, hi, Tigo. I was like, hey, yo. Obviously, as industry Egbo, we are doing this. So I'm minding my business, yeah. This man now came. I did on my head,
Aspa.
Almost, I did not know when I had turned into Kita. I said, "What the fuck are you?" I said,
What did he do on your head?
He just started rubbing his dick.
Aspa.
Almost, how weird. I racked. Everybody was like, calm down. I said,
I was so upset. Sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's weird but as fuck.
People that just unsolicitedly come and want to touch, don't do that.
I think I actually find it's like, I feel like, so
it's creepy.
I don't like people cut my hair. If you're not a barber, the only man on earth that has cut my hair besides a barber is my ex.
Yeah.
Why do other people that are not in the barbering profession want to cut
your hair? People always, I've had a lot of people, because you know, I just shave it down.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people, not even anybody that, if anybody that I was talking to or anybody that I'm not, somebody that is trying to talk to me, I've had people say they want to shave my head.
God forbid, no magic.
And I think that it is so intimate.
It's definitely like, very intimate. Now,
I can't let anybody just shave my head.
Huh. Yeah.
Like, that is, it creeps me out when people say, can I shave your head? No.
I'm so happy I've never had that because I would ask them, are you a ritualist? That's my go-to.
Which one's back my hair for?
The only time I can allow someone to touch me is like if you want to give me like a massage. But I'd rather just go to the spa.
Mm-hmm.
Like one time, one girl was like, she wants to help me do my nails. I'm like, I go to nail boutique every 10 days. Like, why would you want to?
Can you please stop plugging businesses?
I'm sorry. You can't mean that. Excuse me. But yeah, like.
He does.
No, but like, you know, but I get how people might find that intimate. No cap. Like, I think massages are very intimate. And I like that.
That's why some of them need to pregnancy.
which is why
I have the craziest story I'm never going to say actually, but carry on.
Oh, fresh.
Okay, years ago when I was single,
okay,
a massage led to something.
Okay.
And I didn't know what was going on. It felt like I was drunk, but I was sober. But it's very intimate, yeah.
Yeah, I think massages are very
intimate. Very intimate.
Which is why it's weird that
if you allow a guy to give you a massage and you give him one as well, what does that mean? Can you guys just stop there? Are you going to make out? Are you going to have sex?
If I, as a woman, the woman that I am today.
Yes.
The woman that I am today.
Sit down on someone's back.
If I call you and I say, I'm giving you a massage, I am having ulterior motives.
Yeah, of course. I agree.
I will not even press your body once.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You know how men, when you do massage, they do your back. One, two, then they start to...
I will not even. I'll be like, you're really looking for massage.
No, me, I'm good. I might rub your shoulders a little bit.
Okay.
Does that feel good?
Yeah.
I've been told I am a great masseuse.
Okay, handsy.
Do you get? However, nah, after fair. That, two
off your
minutes,
pants.
What are we doing?
Fair enough, man.
What are we doing?
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah.
This has been a really fun episode.
Nah, for sure.
I really enjoyed. We need to bring Fresh back for like a nightlife etiquette episode, something like that.
Yes.
I feel like we should definitely do a nightlife episode.
No doubt. I'm always here, man.
I think that'd be really fun. Mm-hmm. Do you wanna let you're working on your EP, Abby?
Yeah, man. Lifestyle.
Okay.
Five songs produced by Odunsi.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. That. Yeah.
So is Odunsi Right and Fake Arty on the EP?
Yes, those are two singles.
Okay.
So it's a 5-track EP.
Okay.
12 minutes, very straight to the point.
I love that.
The
love
best
that.
Bars you're going to hear, the best All production. Right.
Okay.
You know I'm like
okay.
the best rapper in Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
You do yes. try.
What do you mean I try?
No, I'll give it to him.
Okay. Call your favorite rapper right now.
Need to see.
That's my goat.
That's why I said his name. That's exactly Shout out Super C.
But Nito even knows what's up. He knows how we doing it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So let people know where they can find you on social media.
Apart from Hotbox.
You can find me Hotbox back door on the tennis court in the gym.
Let's go.
Fresh LDRB on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, man. Don't slide in my DMs. You know, you're going to be left in that request section. Oh, by the way, before I go, but do you guys separate your DMs? Like general and okay, it's very important.
Yes,
I do that.
It's extremely important because yeah. I didn't get notifications for my general.
My general.
I love that. Okay, cool, man.
I don't, for sure.
You guys are doing amazing.
Thank you.
You know, I've seen both of you grow.
Thank you.
I'm happy this collaboration makes a lot of sense. Sweet. You know, I'm very honored to be the first male.
We love that. Yeah. We love that it was you. I feel like it was a very nice and comfortable conversation. Probably very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, good? Yeah. All right, man.
So you can find us on Loki Relatable Pod across all platforms. And we have the Loki Relatable YouTube page. So please like, subscribe, leave a comment.
Spread the word. Spread the love.
I feel like it's very easy to find me on social media. So just type Balerike, you'll find me.
Type in DJ T Gubbs.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you later.
Lifestyle.